This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. In the capital of Yemen, the square now known as Change Square is still filled with protesters celebrating the departure of that country's longtime president. But the rejoicing may be premature. While President Ali Abdullah Saleh is in Saudi Arabia being treated for wounds from an attack on his compound, he still has not officially stepped down. For some perspective, we called political analyst Abdul Ghani Al-Aryani in Sana'a, the capital. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
How significant is it that President Saleh has left Yemen? I mean, is there a question that he will be back?
I do not think so. The day he was attacked, he was meeting with his top lieutenants to agree on signing a peaceful transfer of power deal sponsored by the Gulf Cooperation Council.
So he was signing that initiative. You know, he took family members with him and appears to be gone forever, although his sons still control Yemen's military and intelligence services. They're still there in Yemen.
That is correct. They are still here, but they'll have to probably leave their jobs in the framework of a political agreement between the two parties.
Between what parties?
It would be the ruling party and the opposition coalition. It would organize the peaceful transfer of power from the ruling party and from the president to a national unity government.
Yemen's vice president is now in charge. What is his reputation? Does he actually have much power? Can he stay in charge?
Not really. I think that the son and nephews of the president will not take his orders. But he is generally respected by both the ruling party and the opposition.
So does that make him a force for stability for the near term?
I think that the departure of the president reduced the risk of civil war. I think the military tension is still there, but it will dissipate as soon as a political agreement is reached.
And will that unity government, in theory, be made up of the powerful tribes that had just recently begun fighting, I mean, with weapons against President Saleh?
No, well, the agreement actually does not recognize tribes as distinct entities. There are tribal leaders who are members of political parties, and they will participate in that capacity.
Saudi Arabia is playing a big role in what's going on there in Yemen, or at least it has tried to do that because it has a great interest in peace on the Arabian Peninsula that they share. What is the best case outcome from the Saudi point of view?
Well, the Saudis are interested in maintaining stability. We share a very long border with Saudi Arabia, and if instability takes place in Yemen, there will be a mass exodus of refugees into Saudi territory, which would, of course, destabilize it.
Just one last thing. When I began, I said that there are people celebrating out in the streets. Tell us about yesterday when the news came that the president left, and then today. What is going on there?
Yesterday, I was in the square, and people were dancing and singing and cheering. It's all over the city, not just in the square. I got to a checkpoint manned by the security personnel loyal to the president, and they were cheering as well.
And today the celebration is still going on?
Yes, the celebrations are still going on, and there's quiet in the city, there's no violence. And it was funny that as soon as the president left, electricity service was resumed. So that was a good omen for the people to celebrate.
Abdul Ghani Al-Aryani is a political analyst in Yemen, speaking to us from the capital. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.